B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Wow, we were just talking about sellouts. That's a good idea. All right.
Keep that for Monday. We'll need it.
We're coming to you live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. That's right. It's Cuz Radio Tunis. And we love this segment. I would say I speak for the both of us, right?
Yes, I've had such a joy doing this.
So we started this last week. And at the end of last week, once we all became isolated and once the social distancing came in and we were bound to our homes, we decided that, hey, listen, no sports. Let's relive all these games. Because you know what? We could do this for a while and we could still have fun and we could still relive these games. We spent a lifetime categorizing these kinds of games, right? Cataloging these games. A lifetime cataloging these games. So why not bring them back
and you know what?
And relive them.
You know what's funny? You did it. I don't even know if you meant to do this. If you did, good on you. You said that you wanted to do a Phillies Friday last week. So we did the Phillies on Friday. But the way you did it, you went Eagles, Sixers, Phillies, Flyers. And that's the order that we're going to be doing every single day. So on Monday, we'll return with an Eagles game, right?
Right.
It ended up working out so perfectly because opening day was the Phillies day.
Yeah, actually, I did plan that.
That's good work by you.
I actually saw that it was opening day, and I wanted to talk Phillies because of that. But that's it. Everything else is what it is.
Oh, and we have a treat.
Really?
Coming up at 1 o'clock.
Yeah?
Yes. So we're going 12:50 Danny Briere, 1 o'clock.
Start playing with some jam in here. Let's go.
We got the coach.
Yes.
Oh, I love it.
This Justin. Oh, this is going to be fun.
Oh, that's fantastic. Peter LaViolette will join us. Oh, that is unbelievable. Fantastic. All right. Well, you don't want to miss this. It's let's do the playback now. Flyers at Bruins, Game 7, Eastern Conference semifinals. It was the great run. It all began on a Sunday when the Flyers beat the Rangers in a shootout to make the playoffs. And then they went on this epic run. But the epic run was really buoyed by an epic series. Flyers at Boston. The Bruins held a 3-0 lead. 3-0. Flyers win game 4. They go to Boston. They win game 5. They come back home. They win game 6. And now, game 7, May the 14th, 2010. Who's on the call?
I don't know their names. I put them on your little sheet there.
Yeah, I know. I was surprised. I didn't realize these guys.
Yeah, it wasn't
Joe Beninati. That was my man, Joe Ben McNaughty.
Yes.
And Billy Jaffe on the call. Here we go. Game 7 at the TD Garden in Boston.
For the Bruins and Flyers, Game 7 is sure to be a nerve-wracking experience. Stanley Cup playoffs on versus continuing from inside of TD Garden in Boston. The Bruins and the Flyers deadlocked at 3 games apiece in this seesaw series. Mike Richards, the Flyer captain, has been dazzling. He has accepted all the difficult responsibilities. The premier matchup with Zdeno Chara, and Chara figures to be out there with him tonight, step for step.
Wow!
It was loud in that building.
It's getting excited. It was loud. All right, let's go in. About 5.5 minutes into the first period, right? The Bruins taking it to the Flyers. We talked about this. They got to survive Hurley. Got to survive. Michael Layton trying to keep the Flyers, keep the Bruins at bay. Oh, but Scotty Hartnell gets in the box. There could be some trouble. Take a listen.
Lucic feeds one-timer. Kicked away. Layton got just a whisker on that. As Savard did not wait long to pull the trigger. Hunwick fires. An easy stop for Layton.
Well, by Pronger, I'm saying he's had a stick on Lucic twice. I think he got away with it. At least one called it.
Well, that was going to be a high stick there, Joe. Referee Kelly Sutherland over to check Matt Hunwick. Hartnell will get the minor.
Philadelphia Pelly, number 19, 2 minutes for eye-sticking.
Carelessness with his stick. He just gets it up high, trying to play the puck up near the face of Matt Hunwick. Hartnell knows better, went right over the penalty box. Just a minor, no blood drawn.
Listen to that crowd! Are you kidding me? Oh, 8 seconds into the power play, however, Michael Layton didn't stand a chance.
First power play opportunity for either side. This is the last game of round two.
Midway through the first period, the Flyers had a chance to tie it. Right? They're right there. Take a listen, though, what happens.
Matt Carr to the rescue for the Flyers. On for Danny Briere. And then Carr continues the thrust. His pass deflected wide of Tuukka Rask. Weidman double-teamed along the boards.
Oh, he might have gotten it. Oh, he didn't. He's going to get called for that penalty.
Referee Stephen Walken right there to make the assessment.
He's going to try and bank it off Rask, but then the penalty's going to come up right there. Follow through to the head. Briere gets the stick up. Second penalty in the game. Second against Philly. Second for a high stick.
Yeah, it's a shame because it looked like they had a good shot. Danny had the shot trying to bank it off of Tuukka, but gets called with the high stick. Bruins back on the power play. Ooh.
Lucic finds some breathing room. Halfway through the power play. Giroux on the flyby made the poke check. Chetan rewinding. Weidman jumps up. And as Weidman working through the check of Matt Carl, beats a goal ball.
Wow.
Are you kidding me? The crowd is outrageous.
And you know what? I gotta give it up to the announcers. I have no idea who these guys are.
They're fantastic.
They're pretty good.
No, they're fantastic. You're right. Anyway, Milan Lucic. I hate the Cheech. Hate the Cheech.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right. 2-0 Boston. We're still in the first period. Flyers putting no pressure on Tuukka. Oh. And the Bruins attack again.
Boston fans absolutely incensed. way their team has jumped out of the gate in the first 13-plus minutes.
No, they're crashing the net. They're getting bodies in front of Michael Layton. They have made life miserable for him in this one so far.
Just his second ever Stanley Cup playoff start. Flyers work the cycle game now. Powell on the overlap with Timonen. Short-circuited by Lucic. 3-on-2 the other way. Lucic waits. Fires and scores! Milan Lucic again!
The big man is playing a big game tonight.
Oh, it's the first period, mind you. First period, 3-0, Bruins. Oh, and all he kept thinking about, it was a Friday night, Tunis. And all I kept thinking about is, oh, my God, they came all the way back, and they're going to get pounded. But that's where Lavi comes into play. Take a listen to one of the most iconic timeouts in all of Philadelphia sports.
The Boston Bruins have come out and absolutely shattered the Flyers here early on. The Flyers are taking a timeout here, despite the fact, Joe, that the next whistle would be a TV timeout. It is dire straits time for Peter Laviolette right now. He knows he needs to keep this team in the game right now.
Wow, what a start. He had a conversation with you and Bob earlier in the day, Peter Laviolette did, and he said whichever team plays their game, whichever club is willing to take some chances and executes better is going to prevail. And right now, Milan Lucic and the Boston Bruins are that team. It is 3-0 Boston.
Wow. Wow.
Start
wow,
playing with
wow.
some jam in here. Let's go.
How about it?
What's the problem now? I want to see people rip their heart out of their chest.
Oh, my God. Is that the greatest speech ever, Tunis? Herb Brooks got nothing on Lavi, man.
Yeah, you're right.
My God, that is unbelievable. All right, the TD Garden is rocking. And the Flyers, is the magic gone? What would happen? So much time. But they had to score. Next goal, 4, insurmountable. They get 1, you never know. Listen.
Giroux lurking in front. The pass never arrived on his blade.
That was Dennis Weidman who just put the stick out at the last second.
Look out, Richards coming up high. Van Riemsdyk curl and drag. Score! James Van Riemsdyk gets one back.
And at the Wachovia Center, they finally have reason to cheer. This is an enormous goal. Richards and Van Riemsdyk connect for. He's going to get the puck back, toe drag, and it goes off of the sliding D-man. In fact, I think it breaks the stick of Sturt. Right there it does. And this one has got some spin on it.
Which is awesome. So they're showing the crowd the Wachovia Center.
Yes.
And they have the audio of the crowd going nuts, which is cool.
Yes, it was. It was ridiculous, man. It really was. So 3-1, end of one. And you feel good because you got one before the period. So, you know, 3-1 doable. And it becomes even more doable early in the second period.
The cheers of Let's Go Bruins have been raining down from the very outset of this game 7. Pronger with his head up looking to create. Parent dishes this one for Briere to the front for Leno. A spinning backhander stop. Rebound score!
Hartnell helps break through in the neutral zone as the fans continue to celebrate at Wachovia Center, seeing their team come back, and a few daring to wear the orange and black here at TD Garden do the same.
Wow, wow. Scotty Hartnell makes it 3-2. And you heard the fans at the Wachovia Center freaking out. And all of a sudden, the Flyers got momentum, just like in the series. 5 minutes later, Mark Savard of the Bruins heads to the box. Listen what happens. Flyers, a little tough on the kill on the power play. However, we were getting fireworks. Listen up.
Philadelphia with 11 of the last 12 shots on goal. Boston took the 3-0 advantage. The Flyers have more than rallied in those cases. Haye working wide. Savard shanked that one timer. Gobbled up by Van Riemsdyk. He started the comeback for the Flyers in this game 7. Briere knifing in. Briere tries to stop it. Score! Danny Briere and the Flyers have tied it at 3.
Are you kidding me? Danny ties it at 3.
I like this guy. Knifes it in. This guy's great.
He's fantastic. Joe Benn. It's Joe Benn. He's fantastic.
Joe Benn. That's what you've been talking about this whole time.
All right. It's tied at 3. Flyers all kinds of momentum. And they get the power play again. All right, now all of a sudden, oh my God, what's happening? The Flyers looking to capitalize with the man advantage. Listen up.
Boychuk will be set free in 2 seconds. Van Riemsdyk opening up. Accelerates in, fires, it's pushed aside. Rask gets at his shoulders, inside the paint. Flyers say it's in. No sign from the officials. No sign from the officials as you see it from the net cam. And Kelly Sutherland says, I've got nothing right there.
Here's the announcement.
Upon video review, the puck does not completely cross the line. The call on the ice stands. No goal.
Oh. You want to talk about, you remember feeling like, oh no, that was a goal. I got no goal in that. I got no puck in that. Oh no, no, please. Because if he called a good goal, chances are it stays a good goal, Tunis.
Yeah, because they might not have got enough evidence.
I know.
No goal?
I know. No goal. Now it's under 10 minutes to go in the third period. It is white knuckle hockey. And here's Lucic.
Both of these teams dealing with injury concerns. It's just that time of year. Vital cogs out of their respective lineups. More than halfway through what has been a scoreless third period. Matt Chatan, 3-on-3 through center. Lucic's drive off the outside of the post. It knuckled in routes. And it gave Leighton fits.
Oof. It did. That was, he didn't have it. But thanks to the post, we remain 3-3, and then a very important moment in the game happens right here.
Billy Leino meanders through three defenders, takes it wide, throws one to the front. It's swept out of there by Chatan as we hear a whistle. 8 minutes, 50 seconds to go. 3-3 as the officials huddle up. We'll tell you what the call is in a moment from here in Boston on Versus. Okay, Bill. Boston is shorthanded. We are going to break. They were whistled for too many men on the ice. So the Bruins penalty killers, best in the postseason, have to save the day right now. 8.5 to go regulation. Game 7. Flyers looking for their first lead on the evening.
And why would you go to break there?
I know.
Come on, man.
What's the call?
And I don't know if Twitter was really around, so it's not like you could wait.
Right.
You couldn't like refresh Twitter and see, a local reporter say, "Oh, too many men on the ice for Boston."
I know.
Just sitting there waiting.
Amazing. Now, Flyers going to power play. They were 0-for-2 on the power play in the game. The Bruins, if you remember, had the best PK in the entire league that season. Could they finally break through?
Matt Carl opens up. Gagne waits. Shifting gears for Leino. Mike Richards through the seam, deflected stop. Gagne! He scores! Opportunistic. Flyers celebrate. Simon Gagne.
If you're a Boston Bruin fan out there right now, you're thinking 1979, too many men on the ice against the Montreal Canadiens. Don Cherry on the bench. A repeat? Well, we'll see.
7-0-8. Flyers come from 3-0 down in Game 7, in which they trailed the series 3-0 to take the lead. Let's fast forward to the final 53 seconds of the game. The Bruins call their timeout, and this is how it ended.
Boston with six attackers on, everybody up at the bench. Tavares looking to get the faceoff back to Weidman. He does. Bergeron through the seam, looking for Recchi, almost identical to what they did in Game 4. Chara, Weidman, what timer? Just wide of Leighton. He went to the splits. 37 seconds in the third period. Lucic covering up on Timonen. Savard funnels it to the corner for Lucic. 25 seconds to go. Regulation time. This one's dribbled back to center. Weidman has to give some ground. Mark Savard is there. 18 seconds to operate. On the dump in, there's Recchi for Lucic. Bergeron to the corner. Measured by Pronger. On top of the point position, Chara winds and fires just wide of a screen. Leighton. 4 seconds now, three. Towards the goal, gobbled up by Giroux. A comeback of epic proportions comes complete for the Philadelphia Flyers.
Wake up, Philadelphia, and let me hear you sing. The orange and the black, the orange and the black. Of course, the blue not be attacked. We
wow, like it happened yesterday. I still got nerves as the seconds ticked away. Still got nervous. Still had the hair stand up on the back of my neck as we listened to that final call. Flyers overcome the 3-0 deficit and the 3-0 deficit in the game. Amazing stuff, Judas.
How about that? All 53 seconds. The Bruins had the possession of the puck.
I know. Like
they never turned it over. They had multiple chances. It was a crazy finish.
I mean, wow, wow, wow. I mean, that was wild. Absolutely wild. We will return, and we will come back, and we will visit with Danny Briere, one of the heroes of that game. And then the coach, Peter Laviolette, will join us straight up at 1 o'clock.
He's 105 now, just so you know. Give us like a couple extra minutes with Danny, and then 105 will be the coach.
That'll be outrageous to relive that. You don't want to miss a second of it. It's Cuz Radio with Chunas right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.